No, and one of the last remnants of this kind of farm operation, what's his name about it? You know, where we had to get the manure?
Lovitz.
Lovitz, you know, on the Douglas Road, on Canada Way and up. Well, that was that. That's that where they have the horses. And
that's that lovely old farmhouse?
That really
Are very old.
Yeah. I always wondered about that.
That's Lovitz, yeah. Well, they've been there for, you got to get a hold of some of them to talk to them. I don't know, there are not too many of them left, they're the generation, but the old man was alive in our day. This is where we picked it. But they had a big dairy farm, you see.
Okay, so there was a dairy farm?
A dairy farm and Radbury's in an earlier day. They went out of Radbury's when it became uneconomic, you see.
And what about Mr. McKeffey?
Well, Mr. McKeffey, the McKeffeys and the Heralds were flower farmers. And one supplied flowers to the medical dental building, and another one sold flowers, had a stall on the corner of Hastings and
Seymour.
And Seymour.
And in a Model T truck filled with, had all his containers in the back of it, and he always had his dog sitting on the mud guard.
People just came along and bought flowers. And
that's must have been a marvelous sight.
That's how they earned. That's how he earned his living, you see.
He was a little Lincoln-esque in his appearance. He was a fine and gray, beautiful, tall, gray hair. You remember about it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did they manage to sell flowers throughout the 30s?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
they'd be cheap. People had, everything was on a different scale, you know.
Yeah. It is a matter of different scale. But Mr. McKeffey had a contract to put it in this medical dental building had been built in 1930. Huh. And this was a new idea. But he got it, and by having that was a constant income. He provided every office with flowers so as they went in.
Twice a week, I think. Mr. Harold's went every day.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Harold's, he went in every day to the corner of Seymour and Hastings and of course, he was allowed to park his car there, and he was known as one of the characters of Vancouver. Sure. Yeah.
What other neighbors did you have at that time?
Well, Mr. Verner lived up here, who was the provincial engineer for the New Westminster County. He'd been here for quite a while before.
So he worked in New Westminster?
In the New Westminster courthouse.
And he grew. He was a little bit of a flower farmer.
Well, he was, but he was, from the other point of view we mentioned, he wasn't interested in, he didn't have to make his living by it. Mm-hmm. But tell about what he might have.
Well, he was a bulb specialist. He imported, you know, new kinds of bulbs and would sell them. But this was a sideline. This was a hobby.
He was a hobby.
Yeah.
He was a hobby bulb grower.
Mm-hmm.
It may have paid, I don't know. He sold things and so on. He paid quite a bit for some of his bulbs too, but then he well applied to them.
That must have been a lovely sight around here in the springtime.
Well, this little area down here was beautiful in the summer, spring with the daffs.
And then the Rays, he was a postal clerk.
Yes, a railway postal clerk for the government of Canada. Raised down there.
Where would he have worked then? In Vancouver?
No, he went on the railways.
Oh, of course.
Sorting mail on the here to Calgary, back again. Two or three times a week. I don't know just how often he went. And then around the corner, there was a dairy farm, Carter's.
Mm-hmm.
They're still around somewhere.
You mean the boys are?
Yeah. Carter's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, of course, just over the hill were the piers. Now, that's an interesting story. The piers.
It went back to they built in the turn of the century.
Huh? Yeah. Now they
1900. The same time as the post office, which you knew, the house down here that was a post office and a kindergarten and so on.
And they were an English family. Now, would you like me to elaborate on who they were or not?
Sure, where they came from. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the piers. His present brother. I guess he's dead now. But he was the architect for the preservation of Westminster Abbey. Not too long ago, but he was, that's what he was. But this Mr. Pierce was a graduate of Cambridge, and of Charterhouse to start with, the school days. And when he came, they're a friend of the Hills, Bernard Hill, and you know the Hills at all?
Explain who they were.
Eh?
Explain who they were.
Oh, well, the Hills were, well, they were one of the most pioneer families of this whole area, the Hills, and the house where they lived, Bernard Hill, and what's the other one about it?
Claude?
Claude Hill, yeah, Claude Hill. Well, I can tell you two or three things there. Well, he went to England at one time, after Mr. Pierce came out, and he owned most of the area all around the community, the Douglas Road and so on. And he went to England and he said, so Mr. Pierce was going to build his house while he was away. Now he said, don't you get too near to me now. Now, Mr. Hill's house was at the corner of where the intersection comes off Sperling Avenue South.
Yeah, sort of opposite Gilpin.
Opposite Gilpin, yeah. Now, Mr. Pierce's house was way down here on the hill, just where you go into that Chisholm-Hampton Street, you know, the one coming, well, I'll tell you about that, Chisholm-Hampton Street coming in there into Rugby. And all these names were given by the Hills, you see, these names. And he was a great rugby player, as was the Woodwards, the Reggie Woodward, who was a great champion of rugby in Vancouver, and it's his sisters who ran the post office and ran the school and so on. And that's the that Woodward family. It's nothing to do with Woodward stores. And but anyhow, when Mr. Hill went to England and he told Mr. Pierce, now when you build your house, don't you build it too close now. He didn't want it too close, just like stay away from you, don't live with you, everybody 24 hours a day. But anyhow, when he built it, which he did, it's about half to three-quarters of a mile. It's three-quarters of a mile there apart. Mm-hmm. When he came back, he gave him Hill Columbia. What in the world did you go to build that so close? Now, they have to chop into the woods and everything else, you see, at that time. To have done that. Now, in that also, that would have been before, I don't know when St. Alban's Church was built up here, but I do know that my grandmother, and this is the one with the Irish gig, was a bit of a card, and she did acting. But and they went to St. Barnabas Church in New Westminster. This would be in the early 90s. And the director of all the plays of that was Claude Hill from Burnaby, from down here. Gosh. And he would have gone all the. That group probably went all the way into St. Barnabas Church in Westminster for church services. Mm-hmm. And they would have walked too, I think, or maybe taken a horse and buggy. I don't know.
So the Hills were about the first
settlers? Yeah, they would be among the very earliest. Mm-hmm. The Hills and Hazard, I don't know where he's actually lived.
Well, the Miss Woodwards, they built in there about the turn of the century.
Okay, and the Miss Woodwards started the post office, right?
That's right.
They started the kindergarten earlier.
Yeah. They had a kindergarten. Very famous picture that you'll see.
I don't know when the post office started. Was there... been going when we were then, but I don't know. That would be interesting.
The history of post office must be a fascinating thing. Mm-hmm. But this was the Burnaby Lake post office. Now this served this whole area, and the next one that I would know about would be way over at Lozelle's and Lockdale. They'd be the closest, and Edmonds. These would be the post office.
How did your mail get here? Do you know?
To us.
To the post office.
Well, it came when in our day it came out on the Burnaby Lake line from New Westminster. We were in the New Westminster area at that time, and it would come out from it would be put on at the post office. The tram went up Columbia Street in Westminster. They'd throw it into the conductor or the motorman in the front of the vestibule of the, and then when he got out here, he'd dump it out here. And Miss Woodward, who was not able to walk at all, would have somebody, a boy or something like that, who would meet the particular train, there'd be two cars, you know, it was a train, we'd call it a train, there were two cars connected together, and he would, and at the same time he met this, he would leave there, the cars passed one another somewhere along here, going in opposite directions, and he'd take the one bag down to go into the post office and receive the other and bring it up to her. Mm-hmm. And all of, we had to go for our mail. There was no delivery, but you were better. There was better service than there is today.
Mrs. Godwin would be able to tell you when the post office was open.
Yeah, Mrs. Godwin.
I don't know. We were.
She'll give you the whole history of
that.
She was
there when we came, you know.